Whether you went the traditional route for your Thanksgiving dinner or tried something new, one thing you probably didn't eat is Asian carp, which is a missed opportunity. Earlier this year, the Illinois Department of Natural Resources tried to rebrand 4 invasive species of carp with a new name so that more people would want to eat them. If the carp population keeps booming, the fish could end up in the Great Lakes, where they're expected to wreak ecological havoc by crowding out native species. Oh, and that new name unveiled in June? Kopi. But is it really possible to eat your way out of an invasive species crisis? Our producer Chris Bentley is going to tell us.
Dirk Fusick was selling kopi before it was called kopi.
Oh, it's a fish out of Illinois. We have plenty of it here in Illinois. It's very copious. There's a lot of it sustainably harvested. It's local. It's light meat, fresh, flavorful, really nice. Well, what's it like? Well, you know, it's kind of like Asian carp.
He owns Dirk's Fish and Gourmet Shop in Chicago, and he says he was just talking to his kopi guy about getting more in.
He's working on it, but I don't know if I'm going to get any until later in the week.
Dirk's has been selling Asian carp for years, as fish burgers, meatballs, carp bolognese for pasta, even as part of his gefilte fish blend around the Jewish holidays. Now he's netting some new customers by reintroducing it as kopi.
Not a lot of kopi left at the moment. All I have left is what's in the freezer here.
In the first week after Illinois announced the new name this summer, Dirk's sold out of the 30 pounds of kopi that used to last them a month. But that's still small fry compared to other fish. They sell about 100 pounds of salmon a day. And while sales of kopi have been up a little in the month since, Fusick says, the new name hasn't made much of a splash. Too bad, he says, because it's healthy, fresh, and cheap. At $6 a pound, it's about a quarter the price of salmon. There's one problem, though, for customers used to cooking fish fillets.
Kopi, I can give you that same fillet there. It's got bones that you don't even know about in there. So it's everywhere you go, you're finding bones.
His solution is to grind it up, which makes kopi a better substitute for ground beef than cod or sole. Fusick has been on board with eating Asian carp for years. But even he thinks Illinois may have bitten off more than it can chew.
Eliminating an Asian carp is like digging a hole in dry sand. That's my best analogy, is you dig in that dry sand and it just keeps coming in around the edges as fast as you can dig. There's more fish. I think 70% of the fish in the Illinois River is Asian carp.
I really do believe that this may be our best hope.
That's Kevin Irons with the Illinois Department of Natural Resources. He's an expert on kopi. And he says there's evidence that fishing can rein in the massive population of Asian carp. In a partnership with commercial fishermen, the state has pulled millions of pounds of the fish out of the water since 2012, but it's not going into fillets or kopi meatballs.
Fish meal, fish oil, fertilizers, pet treats. It's been fabulous. And we did that intentionally not to compete with what we thought was a huge tool and something for the future, this human consumption, to work together in harmony with everything else to keep the fish out of the Great Lakes.
Now Iron says it's time to unleash that tool of the future. And renaming has worked for other species. Orange Ruffy was once called Slimehead. Who would eat that? And sales of Patagonian toothfish took off once it turned into Chilean sea bass. But why the name Kopi?
Kopi was really head and shoulders above everything else. Being that these fish are copious, it just resonates really well. It seems kind of fresh. We think the name represented this fish as being a light, flaky fish, high in omega-3s. At the end, it was kind of a no-brainer.
Not everyone thinks Asian carp needs a new name.
Originally, I don't think this is a good idea to rename it.
Angie Yu runs Two Rivers Fisheries in Wickliffe, Kentucky. They process millions of pounds of Asian carp caught in Illinois, Kentucky, and Tennessee and ship it around the world.
I export to 11 countries. We use this name because all people in the world know this as Asian carp.
And they love it. So she says she'll keep labeling the exports Asian carp, not kopi. You grew up in China eating carp and was surprised to find people in the U.S. avoiding it.
You know, Asian carp, kopi. Now we look at kopi, you know. Freshwater fish supposed to be a big industry. We have so many fish here. They are not trash. They are treasure.
Now she hopes the new name will help her build the domestic market beyond Asian grocery stores where it's already popular. American consumers often confuse the 4 species known collectively as Asian carp with another species, the common carp, that was imported from Europe in the 1800s. That fish is a bottom feeder and can acquire some funky flavors depending on where it's been. Not so for kopi, which were brought to the U.S. in the 1970s and are not bottom feeders. But the association looms large for some pescatarians. This summer, after the name change, my wife Laura and I tried to cook some kopi ourselves. We used a recipe for kopi burgers from Dirk's Fish Shop, mixing the ground meat with garlic, spices, and panko before throwing the patties in oil. Add a little tartar sauce and...
Bon appetit.
There goes. Kopi.
Really good, actually. It looks like a beef burger on the inside.
Verdict? Pretty good. Just don't overthink it.
I don't know, like, because of the term invasive species, it just feels kind of gross, even though it's just a fish. But it is really good.
That's 1 pound of kopi down, a few billion to go. For Here and Now, I'm Chris Bentley.